The probe continues this week into the shooting death of a wild horse on public lands. Animal welfare groups have put up rewards for bringing the killer to justice. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
The Humane Society of Utah has announced a $3,000 reward to identify and convict the person who shot and killed a 14-year-old Palomino stallion last week. Deanne Shepherd is the Humane Society's spokeswoman.
In our eyes, this was just a needless, senseless act, and the person who is responsible needs to be held accountable.
There's already a $2,000 reward that's been put up by the BLM and the Cedar City-based National Mustang Association. BLM spokeswoman Lisa Reed says that all wild horses and burros are protected under a 1971 federal law with penalties that include a $2,000 fine, a year in jail, or both.
It is a felony, and you know, BLM takes harassment of horses very seriously because they are protected, and we want to see thriving herds on healthy rangeland.
The Palomino's body was found in the Swayze Horse Management Area west of Delta, which has been controversial because of wild horse overpopulation. Reed says he was seen alive at a pond just days before being discovered dead from a small caliber bullet.
Right now, the law enforcement officers do have some leads, but we don't have anyone that we can arrest at this point. And we're just waiting to hear more from the public.
The Humane Society is also offering a reward in an unrelated case of a 6-year-old thoroughbred mare. She was killed by an arrow in a Syracuse pasture in May. Davis County Animal Control officers are looking for leads in that case. Judy Faze, KUER News.